Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yudchasim Abayz. We're holding on the bottom line on Yudchasim and Aleph. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Kara Seirugin Yatza. If a person reads the Megillah B'Seirugin, he reads it in pieces, he reads a few psukim and then takes a break and reads a few psukim, so like that, he's Yatza just like we had in the Mishnah. However, says the Braisa, Seirusin, if you read it, Rashi says L'mafreya, so then Lo Yatza, again like we had in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meino Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Af B'Seirugin, Im shaha kde ligmar eskula chayzel araish. Now, even when it comes to serugin, it's not like the stima sabraisa, the stima samishnah, that, you know, you could just take a break as long as you want. If the break is the amount of time that you could have finished the whole Megillah, suddenly you have to go back to the beginning. Am Rabbi Yosef alachak Rabbi Meina, and that's the alachash Amram Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Amale Abai Rabbi Yosef, Abai asked the Shailot Rabbi Yosef as follows. That when Rabbi Meina said that if you have a break, Kedei Ligmar Eskula, you have to start over, it's Kedei Ligmar Eskula Mehecha Dekai L'Seifa, from where you're holding until the end, from there until the end, that's the shear of time, Aydilma Mebesha L'Seifa, or maybe from the beginning of the Megillah until the end. Samarle Mebesha L'Seifa means from the beginning until the end, Dimke, because if it would be from where you're up to, Nasata Devrech L'Shi, and that would be very complicated. Every time would be a different shear, and therefore, it's not mistaber that that's what Chazal had in mind. Amrav Abba, Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, Amrav. So it's Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba in the name of Rav. Halacha Rabbi Meina, that the Allah is like Rabbi Meina. Shmuel Amar in Halacha Rabbi Meina, and it says the Gemara Besura Mas Nuhachi and Sura, they taught it the way we just did. But Pampadisa Mas Nuhachi and Pampadisa, they had the following Gersa, came out the same. Just it wasn't Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba in the name of Rav, rather it was Amrav Kahana Amarav. But still the same Halacha, Halacha Rabbi Meina. Shmuel Amar in Halacha Rabbi Meina. Rabbevai Masni, Rabbevai had a completely different version. He switched around Rav and Shmuel. He was Masni Ipcha. He taught the opposite, the other way around, that Rav Amar Ein Halacha Kramayna, Ushmuel Amar Halacha Kramayna. It was Rav who said that the Halacha is a Kramayna, and Shmuel said that the Halacha, it is Rav who said the Halacha is not like Kramayna, and Shmuel who said that the Halacha is like Kramayna. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, Nekait Rabbevai Bidach, that you should go with Rabbevai's version. It's more mistaber that Shmuel is the one who paskined like Rabbi Meina, who's a Das Yachid. The Shmuel, who the Chayesh Lechida, because we find elsewhere that Shmuel was Chayesh for Das Yachid. That Nan, it says in Mesachas Yavamos, it says, Shemeres Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv, Esachaisa. You have the Shemeres Yavam, that the brother married the sister of the Yavama. So then, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Amru, Aimrim Loi Hamte Nachi Yasa Chicha Gadol Maisa. We tell him, wait, not to carry on with things until the older brother does Chalitza with the Yavama. And Amr Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. And Shmuel was Chayshish for this Das Yachid of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. So you see that Shmuel was Chayshish for a Das Yachid. It seems like it's something that he does. Mamela, it's more mistaber, like Rabbeva's version, that Shmuel was the one who passed on like Ramayna, who's a Das Yachid. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, that Hishmi Basifer Isis Ipsukin, if let's say the cipher left out some letters or psukim, Ukara Nakaire, Kimiturgaman Hamisragim, and Balkaire, he read the Megillah anyways, like a Maturgaman, who's Matargim the Torah by Kriyas HaTorah, and he read it by heart, those parts at least. So he's Yatza. Ask the Gemara Meisve, Hayuba Isis Mitushtashe Soy Mikairois, if you have the letters of the Megillah that they're all rubbed out or they're torn out, so Imri Shuma Nikar Kshera. As long as the you could still see the letter in the parchment, so then the Megillah is kosher. Vim lav, but if not, if it's so rubbed out that you can't even see it, bichlal, so then it's psula, so then the Megillah is going to be possible. So you see missing letters, missing words, is it passes the Megillah. Says the Gemara, like asha, habekula, habemiktsasa. It depends how much. If the whole Megillah is written like that, so then enachanami, or even raiv, rubai kakulai, so then enachanami. But if you just have miksas, that the letters are missing, so that's kosher, and that's the halacha, that up until half are allowed to be missing, you have to have right of the Megillah as kosher. Tan Rabbanon Hishma Bahakairi Pasuk Echad. Let's say the Balkairi, he by mistake skipped the Pasuk. Lo Yaymar Ekra Eskula Va'achakach Ekra Isay Pasuk. You can't say, oh, I'll read the rest of it, and then I'll go back and say that last Pasuk. Alakairi Me Isay Pasuk Ve'elach. You have to read the Megillah in order, so that you'll have to go back to that Pasuk, and then read from there until the end. Nichnas Abesakin Esses. Similarly, a person goes into a shul. Umata Tzibur Shakaru Chatziah. And he sees that the Tzibur is already halfway through. So he wants to listen into the second half. Lo Yaymar Ekra Chatziah. chetzia imat tzibur v'achakach ekra chetzia. You can't say, oh, I'll do the second half with the tzibur now, and I'll go back and I'll do the first half. Ela kairi aisa medchila v'atzaifa. You have to read it in order from the beginning until the end. Misnam neim yatza. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you hear the Megillah while dozing off, so you're still yaitze. Hechidami. What does it mean exactly to be dozing off? Hechidami misnam neim. Amar vashi. It's nim v'lay nim. He's sleeping, but he's not really sleeping. He's tir v'lay tir. He's not really completely awake. Dekarulei v'ane. If you call his name, he'll respond. V'lo yadi la'adurei svara. He won't know how to tell you a svara. However, v'chimad kurulei midkar. If you remind him, so then he'll remember. Like we said, if you ask him where he put the car keys, he's not gonna remember. But if you ask him, did you put it over here in that drawer or whatever it is, so then he'll remember. So that's this gather of misnamne. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person read the Megillah while doing any of these other activities, we'll discuss the first one, he was writing a Megillah, and as he's writing the Megillah, he's reading the Psukim, so then he's Yaitse, as long as he has Kavana that he wants to, that he's reading the Psukim for the Mitzvah, so then he's Yaitse. Now, Hechidami, what exactly is this case, though, of Hayakaisva? He was reading, he was saying over by heart each Pasuk, and writing it down, so then Kikivin Li by my havi apehu. Who cares if he had kavana for the mitzvah? He's reading the Megillah by heart. He's not yaitze if you read the Megillah by heart. Elo dekasav psuka psuka v'kari le. He was first writing down the pasuk and then reading what he wrote. So if so, ask the Gemara miyatza. Still, are you yaitze in such a case? Granted, it's not by heart, but v'ha'amar Reb Chalba, yamar Reb Chaim Bar Guri, yamar Rav halacha kedivrei Aimer Kula. The halacha is that you have to read the entire Megillah. V'afilu man d'amar miish Yehudi, and even according to the man d'amar who says that you only have to read from Ish Yehudi, from that pasuk until the end, still, tzricha shetehe ksuva kula. You still need it that the entire Megillah is written in front of you. So if so, how could he be yaitze if he wrote each pasuk and then after he wrote it, he read it? He's not yaitze in such a case. That's not a kasher, a Megillah. You don't have the whole Megillah there. So says the Gemara, al demancha Megillah kameh. What the case is that he had another Megillah that was already a kasher, a Megillah. It was already a fully written Megillah in front of him. Ukari la mina psuka psuka, and he was reading from that Megillah pasuk by pasuk. Ukasav la, and after he was reading it, he was writing it down. So he was reading from a kasher Megillah, he just was doing it, he was doing the reading in order to write a new Megillah. So if he has Kavana though, that he also wants to be Yaitze the Mitzvah, so then he's Yaitze, and if not, then he's not Yaitze. Says the Gemara, this that we're saying, that the guy had another Megillah out in front of him, says the Gemara, that Lema Misayele L'Rabba Bar Barchano, Dam Rabba Bar Barchano Rabbi Yechnon, it's Aser Lichto Veis Achas Shalai Minaksav. And anytime one writes Kisvei Kodesh, he has to copy it from a different Sefer. So that seems to be a riot from our Mishnah, which also seems to be talking about a case where a person is copying a Megillah from another kosher Megillah. Says the Gemara, no, it's on a raya. Doma disramile esramuye. Maybe that just happens to be the case of our Mishnah. It's not because that's how you always have to write the Megillah. That just is the case that the Mishnah is talking about. Says the Gemara, now Gufa, we just said that Amar Rabba Bar Barchanam Rabbi Eichnan, that it's Asar Lichtai Vais Achas Shaloi Menexav. You're not allowed to write even one letter of Kisvei Kodesh without copying it from another Sefer. Says the Gemara, Meisvei Amar Shem Ben Elazar Meiser Rabbi Meir. There was a story with Rabbi Meir Shahalach La'abir Shana Ba'asya. He went to a foreign city of Asya to make out the Cheshbonis and to work out whether or not they should make it into a second Adar. V'lo Haya Sham Megillah. And he didn't have a Megillah with him, and it was Purim time. Ukasva Malibai, so he wrote it by heart. Ukara, and he read it like that. So you see, he wrote a Megillah by heart without copying. Amr Bavayu, Shani Remeir. Remeir is different. The Mekayim Beiv Afapecha Yashiru Negdecha. He had it that Afapecha, referring to Torah, was Yashiru Negdecha, was Mamish right opposite him. He was a tremendous Baki. And Amrli Rabbi, before we go back to this, says the Gemara, Amrli Rami Barchamal Rabbi Yirmiyah, Midifti, Mai Vafapecha Yashiru Negdecha. What does it mean, Vafapecha Yashiru Negdecha? So we just spoke it out. Says the Gemara, Amr Lai, Elu Divrei Torah. Afapecha is referring to Divrei Torah. Dechsiv Behu, that if you blink, so then if you're Messiah Das, and the Torah goes away. Still, they were straight next to a mayor. He was never Messiah Das, and he was a tremendous Baki in Torah. So it says the Gemara, the reason why Remeir had a heter to write the Megillah by heart and not copy it from a different Sefer is because he was a tremendous Baki. This that you have to copy is only if you're not such a Baki. Ask the Gemara, is that true? But Rav Chista Ashkechil Rav Chanano. Rav Chista one time found Rav Chanano Kasa of Svarim Shleim and Eksav. And Amar Le, and Rav Chista said to Rav Chananu, that Ruya Kola Torah Kuli Kasev Al Picha, even though you're right, that the whole Torah should be written, is right to be written by you, by your mouth, meaning even by heart, Elekach Amru Chachamim, but still, Chazal said, it's also Lichtavais Acha Shleim and Eksav. Now says the Gemara, Midik Amar Kola Torah Kuli Ruya Shiti Kasev Al Picha, from the fact that he told him, that really the whole Torah is right to be written through your mouth, the Chalad Demi Shirein Hei Natsloi. It's Mashma that Rav Chananu was a big bucky, and still, Reb Chista held that he wasn't allowed to write it by heart. You have to copy it. Even if you're a big bucky, you have to copy it. So then the question is Vaharabi Meir Kasav asked, and how is our mayor allowed to write his Megillah by heart? I thought even if you're a bucky, you have to dafka copy. Says the Gemara, Shasat Chak Shani. It's not just that Rameir was a bucky, it was also a Shasat Chak. So if you're a bucky and it's a Shasat Chak, so then you're allowed to write it by heart. Rav Chananu, he wasn't in the matzav of Shasat Chak. He was just a bucky. That's when Reb Chista told him that he's not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, "Bai Sharla de Bei Barachavu leMichtav Tefillin and Mezuzah Shalom in Eksav." He gave them a heter. They were Kais Feistam, and he gave them a heter to write Tefillin and Mezuzahs even by heart. They're parshiyos that we'll see soon that everybody knows them, and therefore there's no such halacha when it comes to Tefillin and Mezuzahs that you have to copy it. Says the Gemara, "It's Kaman Keitano." It's like the following Tana, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, this exact halacha. Rabbi Yirmi Aimer Mishum Rabbeinu Tefillin and Mezuzahs Nichtav in Shalom in Eksav. The Tefillin and Mezuzahs you don't have to copy. Once we mention the Braisa, so says the Gemara that the Braisa concludes ve'ein tzrichai sirtun, and you also you don't have to etch lines into the parchment of the tefillin mezuzos when you're writing them when you're writing the parashas ve'hilchasa, and concludes the Gemara that the halacha is that tefillin ein tzrichai sirtun mezuzos tzrichai sirtun, that although tefillin don't need sirtun, mezuzos need sirtun, and idi v'idi nechtav shalom in eksav, but both them, both tefillin and mezuzos, could be written by heart. You don't have to copy. My time, what's the reason that you don't have to copy from another ksav? It's because migras gerisin, like we explained, it's because everybody is bekiyan in these parshiyos, and therefore there's no need to copy it from another sefer.